Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. In the bustling city of Bombay, India, lived a boy named Rudyard Kipling. He was born on December 30th, 1865. His life was a grand adventure from the very beginning. His parents, John and Alice Kipling, were quite the adventurers themselves. John was a talented artist and teacher, while Alice was a fun-loving woman who loved to explore new places. It was no wonder that young Rudyard grew up with a thirst for adventure. His childhood was filled with excitement. He and his sister Trix roamed the colorful streets of Bombay, exploring markets, tasting exotic foods, and making friends with people from all walks of life. The vibrant bazaars and bustling harbors of Bombay ignited his imagination, and he soaked up the sights, sounds, and smells of this fascinating city. These early experiences would later inspire many of the stories he would write. But adventure wasn't just limited to the city. Rudyard's parents believed in giving him a well-rounded education, so when he was just 6 years old, they sent him off to a school in England. Can you imagine leaving your home at such a young age and traveling to a distant land? Rudyard did, and it was a thrilling, albeit challenging, experience. He missed the sights and sounds of India, but he also learned to love the English countryside, the stories, and the books that filled his new world. When Rudyard returned to India at the age of 13, he carried with him a wealth of stories, both from the books he'd read and the adventures he'd lived. He began to write his own tales, inspired by the vibrant and diverse culture of India. His first published works were written during his teenage years, and they showed his growing talent as a storyteller. One of Rudyard's most famous books is called The Jungle Book. Can you imagine a story about a young boy who's raised by wolves, befriends a bear and a panther, and faces off against a fierce tiger? Or maybe you've seen one of the movies made about The Jungle Book. Well, that's exactly what Rudyard Kipling imagined. The Jungle Book is a thrilling adventure filled with animals that can talk and a young hero named Mowgli. This book has captivated the hearts and imaginations of countless children around the world for over a century. Rudyard Kipling's childhood in India, where he was surrounded by exotic wildlife, inspired the tales of the jungle and its inhabitants. Rudyard Kipling didn't just write stories about the jungle. He also wrote stories about the high seas and adventures on the open water. One of his most famous works is Captain Courageous. It's a story about a young boy named Harvey who gets thrown overboard from a luxury cruise and ends up on a fishing boat. Harvey must learn the ways of the sea and earn the respect of the rough and rugged fishermen. This thrilling tale takes readers on a journey across the vast oceans and teaches valuable lessons about hard work, determination, and courage. Another of his great books is called Kim. It tells the story of an orphan boy who grows up in India and becomes a spy, traveling all over the country. Kim is a master of disguise and has exciting adventures as he explores the rich tapestry of Indian culture, meets fascinating characters, and navigates the complexities of British colonialism. Rudyard Kipling's deep love for India shines through it in Kim, as it is a captivating blend of adventure, mystery, and cultural exploration. But life wasn't all thrilling adventures and stories for Rudyard. He faced some challenges too. As a young man, he returned to England to work as a journalist and faced tough times. Yet he persevered and continued writing stories that would later become classics. His life experiences, both good and bad, were woven into his tales, making them all the more relatable and inspiring. His adventurous spirit took him to many parts of the world. He also traveled to South Africa, where he covered the Boer War as a journalist. He visited America and made lifelong friends with famous figures like Mark Twain. These journeys helped him gather more stories and experiences to share with the world. During the Boer War, Kipling embarked on a journey that would lead him to the heart of the action, traveling alongside British troops. He wasn't a soldier, but he carried his pen and notebook like weapons, ready to capture the stories of bravery and valor. He witnessed the roar of cannons, the thunder of hooves, and the courage of men facing the unknown. One day, while he was riding with a group of soldiers, they found themselves deep in enemy territory. The Boers, fierce fighters who knew the South African terrain well, were lurking nearby. A battle broke out, and the British soldiers were outnumbered and outgunned. In the chaos, Rudyard's journalistic instincts kicked in. He crouched low, scribbling notes furiously as bullets whizzed past. The noise of the battlefield was deafening, but he remained calm, determined to record the bravery of the soldiers. As the day wore on, the situation became even more perilous. The British soldiers needed to send a message back to their headquarters, but the enemy was watching their every move. Rudyard volunteered to sneak through the enemy lines with the urgent message. It was a daring mission, but he was determined to get the story out. Under the cover of darkness, Rudyard set out, crawling through the tall grass and avoiding the watchful eyes of the Boer sentries. He moved silently, his heart pounding with each step. His adventures as a young boy in the bustling streets of Bombay had prepared him for this moment of danger. Rudyard finally reached the British camp. He delivered the message, and his courageous act earned him the respect of the soldiers. His storytelling wasn't limited to pen and paper. He had lived an adventure that would become part of his own legend. Rudyard Kipling's experiences during the Boer War served as the backdrop for some of his best writing. He understood the sacrifices made by the soldiers and the price of war. His stories from the battlefield, like The Man Who Would Be King and Soldiers 3, reflected the human aspects of the conflict, the camaraderie, and the struggles faced by those on the front lines. One of his most famous poems, If, is a true inspiration. It's a message about being brave and resilient in the face of adversity. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs, goes one of its lines. It's a reminder to stay strong no matter what challenges life throws at you. If has been recited and cherished by people of all ages for generations, and its wisdom is just as relevant today as it was when he wrote it. Rudyard Kipling's life was like an adventure story itself. He faced triumphs and trials, explored distant lands, met fascinating people, and left behind a treasure trove of stories for the world to enjoy. His books continued to transport readers to far-off places, introducing them to incredible characters and exciting adventures. So, as you read Rudyard Kipling's tales, like The Jungle Book, remember the little boy who once roamed the colorful streets of Bombay, India, and the teenager who journeyed to England, and the man who traveled the world seeking inspiration. His stories are a testament to the power of imagination, the wonder of exploration, and the importance of never giving up on your dreams. Rudyard Kipling's legacy lives on, inviting you to embark on your own adventures, whether in the pages of a book or out in the wide world beyond.